Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Somebody repeat after me and say, God, remember.
God,
remember me.
Remember me.
Remember me.
In your book of remembrance.
In your book of remembrance.
Woo! Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you all, people of God, it's important because God has a schedule. He has a schedule on how he wants to bless you. Malachi 3:16, he's remembering those that keep his name on their mouth. He's remembering those when the world seems like it's going to hell. You know these type of mottos. This world is going to hell in a handbasket. We are in the last and evil days. There's a lot of stuff that's going out. There's a lot of perversion, but don't get caught up in that, because as soon as you get caught up in that, it is a ploy. It is a deterrent. It is a trap. The enemy wants to get you so fed up, so caught up in your emotions, so caught up in how you feel like you're being neglected by God, because your favorite sister in the Lord, a favorite brother in the Lord, just got his car, just got her new job, and you're like, Lord, what about me? And the enemy wants to definitely bring that to your attention. You ever notice that? The enemy is not quick to give you, bring to your remembrance the good things of God, the faithfulness of God, but he's going to give you definitely a firsthand account, detailing, itemizing how everybody else is getting blessed.
Right.
Everybody else is getting blessed but you. And he's going to point out how they're doing less than what you're doing. How, ooh, they didn't even give that much, I guarantee. You know, you hear testimonies. I sold $1 and God blessed me with a new home. And you're like, are you kidding me? I just sold $500. Why didn't I get a mansion? You got some people that say, I just put my seed on an assignment. Matter of fact, there's some people that didn't even sow in our ministry. And we just decreed marriage is your portion. 2 weeks later, oh, my goodness, here's my engagement ring. And God is so faithful. Thank you, man and woman of God. And you're like, are you kidding me? I've been sowing into this ministry. They didn't even sow into it, and I'm still waiting. See, that's how the enemy wants you to think. If he can change your thought process, then he can get you closer to the action that shall follow it, which is the action of unrighteousness. What am I saying to God? I'm encouraging someone on today. I'm encouraging someone on
God.
Be encouraged. Galatians 6:9. We hear this all the time, but some of you all maybe didn't even know where it was found in the Bible. So I'm telling you today, Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing for in due season, if anybody got their Bible, underline that word, D-U-E, due season, we shall reap if we faint not.
Jesus.
We love that scripture, but we only focus on how we're going to reap if we faint not. But we have to understand it's still a due season. God has a season for your life. When you understand how God operates in his time frame, you will be more patient with God. When you understand how it's not going to happen all the time right away, you will understand that if I keep on being proven faithful in due season, the book of remembrance is going to come before God, and he's going to turn the page. And at the top of the page is Andrew and April.
Woo!
It's going to be
hallelujah.
Whatever your name is.
Woo!
Hallelujah. At the top of the page is going to be your son and your daughter. At the top of the page is going to be your aunt and your uncle. At the top of the page is going to be your parents, your siblings. At the top of the page, your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Woo, thank you, God.
Yes, the power of remembrance.
Yes.
You got to understand who God is.
Yes,
this is going to keep you faithful to his promise. This is going to keep you in a code of conduct. This is going to keep you standing upright, even when nobody else is looking. Around 3 a.m., 2 a.m., when you get hot and bothered and you want to turn a porn, it's going to keep you standing upright. It's going to keep your mouth. When your mouth want to clap back and curse somebody else, see somebody not in love, this is going to keep you in there. I can't do it. Man, but I can't do it. Man, I want to tip, slip, and dip, but I can't because the book of remembrance is too important to me.
Come on.
Wow.
Amen.
Hebrews 6 and 10. You got to know who God is. When you know who God is, your faith will increase more in his ability to perform and manifest his promise. When you know God's character, when you fall in love with God's character, there will be no reasonable form or fashion of doubt that God won't do what he said he would do. This is the beginning of understanding about God's character. This is the beginning. This scripture is the beginning of understanding who God is. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to, this is the F word, forget, your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. What does that say? Because that's kind of kingly language, thieves and thous and ministers. What God is saying, I'm not a deadbeat dude. I'm going to remember, and I got good memory. That's all you need to know. I'm not going
That's right. Amen.
Does God remember you? Yes. Will God forget you? No.
Will God forget
to bring forth the manifestation? No. He is not unrighteous in that way. He can't do it. God, unlike us, he can't be double-minded. Oh, we righteous today, but tomorrow after 10 p.m., we turned up. See, he can't be bipolar in that way. He can't be lukewarm in that way. So God is one way all the time, consistent. General Andrew said that yesterday on his Facebook Live. He said he can't be one way perfect in one area and slacking and hitting and missing in another. He's not human. That's us. That's our shortcomings. You can't think of God as a human. It'll mess your mind up. You'll commit suicide because you know how there's some shiesty people out here. There's some trifling people out here. There's some people that will hurt you and have hurt you. If you think of God as a human, you might as well give up. You're not going to have faith. So that's why you have to be in remembrance that God will not forget your good works. He sees your praying. He sees your tears. He sees your fasting. He sees your temptations. I tell people all the time, don't run from God. Run to him.
Run to him. That's right.
Can I tell you something? People say, how did you get this close, intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit? How does he show you things? How are your eyes and your ear gates so open? My simple response, I always ran to him, even in my imperfect mood. I would tell the Lord, literally, when I'm angry, and I don't know if anybody else has told you this, but you're going to hear it here because we're going to keep it real with you. When I'm feeling angry and I really want to do bodily harm to somebody, like I run to God and I say, God, I don't give him what he want to hear. I tell him what I'm feeling in the moment. God, he can balance me out. He can say, this is how you feel right now. He said, this is how you feel in this moment, but give it a few hours. Go for a walk. Begin to worship me. Let the Holy Spirit condition your heart. You're going to be okay. And you're going to see that there's value in those enemies yet. You're going to see why I keep them alive. So I have to calm down in his presence. When I'm feeling horny, before I got married, I wanted to do a lot of stuff. I have a vivid imagination. Yes, I do. And some of you all too. And that's okay. We are people that teach other individuals You know, because some religions, they actually tell you, bind that devil, that sexual demon. We tell people, embrace it. That's how God created you. He created you
right,
to be a sexual being. Now, we just got to teach you how to have discipline so that you don't go out and experiment with everybody else.
Amen.
But you do get to partner. You can have as much imaginative sex as you want. But before I met my husband, I wanted to do a lot. I was hot, but I didn't go ahead and desecrate. I didn't desecrate my body. So what I did was I ran to the Lord, and I began to tell the Lord exactly how I felt. I began to tell the Lord how I was heated and I was bothered, how I wanted something that I know I shouldn't have. I began to talk and run to the Lord about different things. I have cursed in his presence. You serious? You did that before Jehovah? You see, you cussing when you're not in his presence. What's the difference?
Right.
He's omnipresent.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I want to be. Ah! And just scream in his presence.
Tell
now,
truth,
I do that from a pure heart. I do that from honesty. Because I know if the best and the safest place is to be in his presence. Because he can now block out my faults. And I don't have to come back and repent because I actually cussed out somebody else who probably didn't deserve it. Or because I was horny and I was impatient, then I begin now having to repent and now hopefully not pregnant or have an STD. Now I got to go to the clinic. Now I got to pray for his mercy, pray for his grace. It's just easier to go straight into his presence and let God know what's going on.
That's right. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
This is the beginning of understanding. When you're happy, run to him. When you're angry, run to him. You want to lose weight. Maybe you're insecure. Maybe you're depressed about your image. Run to him. I've been there. God, I can't stand this stomach. Lord, I need help. I have no willpower. Help me. I need to lose 50 pounds. He said, I got you. Stay in my presence, and I'm going to keep you.
Yes.
If you're excited, run to him. If you are angry, run to him. If you feel like you're numb, you have a spirit of apathy, you're lazy, you're slowful, resistant, run to him. Even if you're lazy, even if you have a spirit of apathy, I understand those that are lazy and have a spirit of apathy are running nowhere. They're going to probably slowly walk, but walk to him then. Because you don't have enough energy and you don't have enough excitement to run. That's why you're apathetic. Apathetic means you're slowful. You're not quick. You know, you got those go-getter self-starters. Apathy is the exact opposite.
That's right.
So crawl to him if you have to, but at least go in his direction.
Amen.
Man.
You have no excuse. Book of Remembrance. And I told you I'm done. This is what God wants you to do. Keep you in remembrance that he's watching you. And in due season, God has a due season. Somebody repeat after me. God has a due season.
God has a due season.
Amen. Matter of fact, I want you to repeat that, but then I want you to say your name. So you would say, God has a due season with April's name on it, but you put your name on it. Go ahead.
God has a new season with Ebony's name on it. Hallelujah. Somebody caught that. Somebody started rejoicing.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to encourage, to empower your people on today, to be able to share with them that you have a book to record their good deeds. For you are not slothful and unrighteous to forget our good works. That you monitor what we say. You monitor how we think. You monitor our actions. And in due season, if we faint not, you will have the book of remembrance brought before you. And as you turn the page, our name shall be next. I thank you, Lord, that we will be more patient with you as you work out for our good the due season. You know exactly the year, the month, the day, the time, the season. You know exactly when that manifestation is going to be optimum in our life. And we thank you because your ways are far beyond ours, far higher, far advanced. And you know more than we do the beginning and the end of a thing. And you know exactly the time that we need it to manifest. That's why we would rejoice. That's why we would continue to praise your name. That's why we would continue to be in order, in alignment of your word, because you are omnipresent and you're always watching us. But you're going to be a man, a God, a king, a Lord of his word, because you said that if you speak a thing, it shall not return back void. We stand on the promises of your word, and we thank you. Let all hearts on this line say amen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I learned about the book of remembrance, manifestation after manifestation began to happen because I became more patient with God. My integrity sharpened a little bit more. My language got in alignment with the word of God. I began to keep his promises on my lips instead of what the enemy wanted to bring forward, the imperfections, the missed times and missed connections. I began to rebuke the enemy, and I began to say, you know what? Hallelujah. God is faithful, and that due season must not be now. So God knows the perfect time. When I learned about the book of remembrance, I began to now seek wisdom even more. And I said, okay, God, then let me get wiser. Help me to understand you and your character and how you operate. I began to study the word of God. And the more I learned about God, the more I learned about his character, the more I learned that he's an advocate for me, how he's a lamb of God, how he is. He's the judge, how he's the Lord of lords. Yeah. I learned about his son, Jesus, and his role. I began to study. You're talking about over 10 years ago, and I've been on fire ever since. When a spirit of apathy wants to come upon me, I remember the book of remembrance. Because some of you all aren't that deep. Some of you all may not be looking at porn, may not be slipping, tipping, dipping, may not be having sex, may not be doing drugs, may not be gossiping. But maybe it's just your lack of motivation.
Maybe it is just
how you haven't been walking in your divine assignment. You haven't been pursuing your purpose. Don't you know that that could be unrighteous to the Lord? He allowed you to stay on this earth amidst all those close calls of which should have took you out, that illness that should have killed you, that car accident that should have killed you, that abortion that your mom wanted to have. All of these things should have took you out, but God said, not so, because I got a plan for them. He did all of that protecting for you to just sit around and not do nothing. That's a slap in his face.
It's God.
But sometimes it's just as simple. It's us not understanding how we should be working for God. And if you understood your divine assignment the way that I do, you will understand when you are walking in your divine assignment, you will become wealthy. That's your blessing for your breakthrough. Maybe in your divine assignment, that's when you're going to meet your spouse. Maybe in your divine assignment, as you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, then all the other things shall be added. Maybe that's your healing and your deliverance.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.